John had to remove 83 ornamental pillows from the bed each night before bedtime. It was really more of a delicate brick-by-brick disassembling of an amazing feat of ornamental pillow engineering and architecture. You see, John's bed was at times an East meets West postmodern pillow palace with two flanking minarets made from a spiral, even smaller yet still very ornate pillows. The next month, it might be a gothic castle of fortress of softness, complete with a couch cushion drawbridge. During the holidays, John puts on Christmas lights when completed not merely as holiday decoration, but to illuminate the ornamental pillow manger scene with real hay and a little baby Jesus pillow. Although happy on the outside, things were very dark on the inside for John. How desperately he wanted to convince his wife and world-renowned ornamental pillow collector and architect to downsize to a smaller pillow house. In the past, he devised several plans to thin out her resources. Arson, home invasion, robbery, burglary. He started a fake charity, Save Our Sweet Heads, donate small pillows for Peruvian pygmy children who sleep in rock quarries. Recently, he envisioned an accident during a home remodel. A crane caught on fire, falling on our bed, killing and burning all of your decorative pillows. And so while he waited the 3 weeks for the home improvement loan to process, he decided to deploy his pillow displacement through emotional manipulation theory. Appeal to the emotional attachment of some of the collection. Her last Yorkshire Terrier, Nipsey, gave birth on the stained velvet. Nana died on the embroidered linen, or the Chinese silk pillows you had to handle with gloves. Appeal to this population of the collection, all in the hopes that the architect might succumb to voluntary display displacement psychosis and relocate the valuable personal ones to a display case, shadow box, shelf, or a mantle in the den. Unfortunately, while conducting preliminary suggestions regarding pillow relocation, he inadvertently suggested that displaying, shadow boxing, and ornamentation in general is a feminine activity, and that he was surprised that she didn't partake. Sensing wild physical displays of displeasure, he egressed to the bedroom and did a hasty stacking of his bricks, turned out the lights, and settled into sleep, until his door slowly pushed open. And the dark silhouette of his wife stood leaning against the doorframe and whispered, "Sports memorabilia." John's eyes were wide open and drool trickled from his mouth. "Listen, cocksucker, men collect, display, shadow box, and use as obnoxious bits of ornamentation sports memorabilia. And I'm not donating any of my pillows to pygmy children." In the morning, while she showered, the defeated, disenfranchised ornamental pillow mason reassembled his 19th century French pillow chalet and left for work.